Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck. It is up to us to determine out of these three stories which one sucks the least. Oh, by the way, if you happen to follow KISW on Twitter, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Two of these stories, I believe Mike brought up in his very own headlines earlier this week and last week. One of them is fresh and new. Now, the first two stories fall under the category of why are you wasting our time?
Yeah.
Let's start in Germany. You might remember this story. The German court says it is giving an 82-year-old man a last warning. Your final warning, man, to avoid jail after he was found guilty of drug dealing, despite 24 previous convictions. The retired man, who said he wants to improve his monthly pension, was busted selling weed. He was handed a suspended sentence by the court. Now, prosecutors asked that the court impose a prison term of 34 months in view of the man's lengthy criminal record and an existing suspended sentence. But judges say they would make an exception for the 25th time and classify the latest crimes as less serious offenses due to the man's particular circumstances. He has no particular circumstances. He's a goddamn drug dealer, which, look, I don't have a problem with drug dealers. I'm just saying, you've busted him 24 previous times. The judge says, hey, this is your very last warning. Why are you wasting our time? Why are you wasting our time? Now, why are you wasting our time? Part two. Miles, actually, can you cue up some sad music for this?
Sure. Oh.
No, it just, okay. Police officers found 37-year-old Tony Peralta earlier this month sitting on a curb where he borrowed a cell phone so that he could call 911 and confess to killing his landlord 15 years earlier. He told him he's tired of covering it up, tired of living with a lie, tired of being overwhelmed by guilt. He agreed to take the officers to where the buried body was before standing up and volunteering to be handcuffed. Quote, I confess, ma'am. I confess. I don't want to live life anymore without confessing. Now, the officers and detectives who talked to them, they asked him all kinds of questions about when the killing happened. How did he do it? Why did he do it? At times, authorities asked him, was he making the story up? Are you leading us on a wild goose chase? He wasn't providing many details. Peralta said, quote, there's a dead body in there, dude. He told one officer, while in the back of the patrol car, parked in front of the home that he once shared with 69-year-old William Blagdett, who was last seen by his family in December of 2008. Investigators said they obtained a search warrant and they found a boot, bones, and dentures after removing plywood floorboards from a house that was located kind of behind the initial house. Well, the dentures, they were compared to this guy's dental records, and it led to a positive identification. Peralta told the officer that Blagdett, he was a good man, and that he's took his life for no reason while high on meth. Quote, I don't have an excuse, he said. So Peralta was arraigned on a charge of first-degree murder. He pleaded not guilty. Then why are you wasting our time? You called the cops after 15 years to tell them about a murder they weren't even investigating. You led them to the body. They charge you. And just not guilty.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I don't know why that irritates me. Like, Jesus Christ, man. Why didn't... Sorry. And our last story... We brought the story up earlier this week. You might remember this one. A mountaineer. Sorry, man.
I'm just laughing how the music came back. Not a good word from it. It's like, yeah, all right. Yep.
A mountaineer has been accused of ice-cold behavior after snubbing a Sherpa who saved his life on Everest by carrying him for 6 hours on his back to safety. Climber Ravichandran, who goes by the name Ravichandran Everest, or Ravi, he was attempting to scale the world's tallest mountain when he fell dangerously ill and collapsed, not far from the peak. Well, footage shows how the Sherpa wrapped the stricken mountaineer in a thick cover, hoisted him on his back, and painstakingly trudged through the snow to get him off the mountain so that he could receive the urgent medical treatment that he needed. The heroic Sherpa hadn't even been employed by Ravi, but he halted his own client's expedition in favor of saving a stranger's life. Now, when the rescue man He was in the hospital. The Sherpa reached out to him. Hey, man, heard you're in the hospital. I'm glad you're alive. I wish you a speedy recovery. This was on Instagram. Yeah, Robbie blocked him on Instagram and keeps downplaying the severity of the whole thing. That's basically just like, whatever. So again, the first two stories are just about wasting your time. The German court, this cat's been convicted 24 previous times for drug dealing, and you're telling, you let him off the hook this time for his 25th offense to say, hey, your last warning. Obviously, that does not mean anything to the guy. Put him in jail or don't, but Jesus. We have Tony Peralta, that's a guy in New Mexico, confessed to a killing 15 years ago. Took the cops to the body. They confirmed it's the guy that he said it was. They hit him with the first-degree murder charge, so of course he pleaded, not guilty. Yes, I confessed I took you to the body, but not guilty. Why are you wasting our time? And then the Everest climber, who was saved by a Sherpa, not even his own Sherpa, carried 6 miles through the snow on this man's back. And when he reaches out to you on Instagram, you're like, F off.
I mean, I think the old guy in Germany, just number one, he's selling weed.
But, this time.
And they keep letting him off.
Every single time.
So I don't know, like, yeah, I guess that sucks. He is wasting time. They're wasting time.
I feel like the court's wasting time. He's not wasting time.
And I can make the argument the murderer, like, that's probably just his lawyer said, even though you've confessed, plead not guilty.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, but that still just seems tough. Like, dude, I confessed and took them to the body.
I'm going to go to the weed dealer.
We do. All right.
I almost want to say the guy who murdered the guy and the guy who blocked the Sherpa are almost equal in sucking.
The guy that blocked the Sherpa, I just don't understand that.
And all the Sherpa said, not like, hey, I saved your life. Glad to see you're doing okay. Hey, man, you know, it means a lot to me.
Right. Like, I'd spent all this time. We did not make the summit. We, like, stopped, helped you, put your ass
down
there.
6 miles in the snow on Mount Everest on my back.
Right. And you blocked him on Instagram.
I mean, it's just like, damn, man.
I mean, the sad part is next time they're going to think twice about helping somebody.
That is true.
Not in our group.
You know what, Ted? I agree with you, actually, man. The German drug dealer or the court, I don't know which one I think sucks more out of that, but just like, Jesus H.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Twitter.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.